A little late to it. Apologies to Adam Stanley, our golf insider, who is where? Out on the East Coast? You're tweeting from all kinds of pubs and parks and restaurants. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I know. I mean, I figured if you and I could chat during the haze of the Calgary Stampede / vacation time, I could give you a call on my semi-holiday here in PEI. Yeah, I'm playing 5 rounds in the next 4 days. I saw Lori Kane on the street there, which was pretty random, but kind of a classic PEI moment, I think. It was. It's been good so far, so looking forward to the next couple of days for sure. A little holiday before the CP Women's Open, which is the week after. So, yeah, it's been good so far, and can't wait for the next couple of days.
Awesome. What do we need to know about tracks and PEI? I think, obviously, everyone's very famous, knows about the famous Cabot Cliffs and Lynx, who continue to show up, those two tracks, in any sort of list on earth about golf courses are that good. But what are the PEI hits that you got to chase down if anyone gets out there?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're coming from Calgary or anywhere sort of out west and are coming this way, certainly Cabot and Nova Scotia are on the list, and they should be. But here in PEI, Crobush Cove, I'm playing that tomorrow. It's, you know, top 15 in the country, something like that. Just played Green Gables today, which is right by sort of the Anne of Green Gables house and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, the golf course is a classic Stanley Thompson. It's pretty much right on the water as well, in impeccable shape and just really, really fun to play, which is, you know, kind of the sign of a Stanley Thompson. So I think they've got 400 golf courses on this island. Jeez. Which seems kind of crazy, but we drove through Cavendish today, and almost every other block there was an area for a golf course. So or a sign for a golf course, I should say. So ton of great options, really solid price, and a lot of fun as well out here so far.
Stanley Thompson's a stud, man. Like, it doesn't seem to matter what province you're in, there's some amazing golf course that's super fun to play, and you're like, this guy did them all.
He did them all. And, you know, there's the signs of a classic Stanley Thompson, you know, the bunkering and the green complexes and stuff like that. And to your point, it doesn't matter if you're in Toronto or out here in PEI, you can kind of see those Stanley Thompson signatures, and, you know, they're just as spectacular no matter where you are.
Yeah. So here's the example. I think Jasper and Banff are both Stanley Thompsons, and I believe both cracked the top 10 or 15 in those public rankings that Score Golf put out. And then, my dad's side of the family's from Saskatchewan, so we go up once a year way up north in Waskasoo, Saskatchewan, and Prince Albert National Park. Oh, it's just another Stanley Thompson gem.
Yeah, exactly. Guy's been all over. That's amazing. Yeah,
love it. Okay, well, let's get to more of the current golf notes, less vacation banter. We are into the second week of the FedEx Cup playoff. Only 3 weeks. BMW Championship, Tour Championship will be next week. The field was cut from 125 to 70, if I'm correct, and only 30 will advance to the final tournament with guys you've heard of the season, or we've heard of,
exactly.
I should say. Tiger Woods just showed up. Everyone's very excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was such a big question mark, which is kind of classic Tiger Woods insofar as what's going to be happening moving forward. You know, it was just weird last week. He came out, he did his thing, and then it was like, no, I'm gone, which I guess makes a lot of sense because he does want to be more careful at this time in his career than at any other point. But for him to, you know, come back, it must have been a small enough injury that he could have just dealt with it with rest. But the problem is that the more he rests, the less sharp he's going to be. But the more he plays, the more hurt he's going to get. So it's a bit of a catch-22. Good to see that he is going to kind of honor this commitment and at least give it a try. He's had a ton of success at Medina, where they're playing the BMW this week, won a couple majors, a couple other events as well there. So, you know, not surprised to see him come back on a layout that he's had success on in the past. But the injury and, you know, just the fact that he needs to have such a good finish to move on to East Lake next week is a big question mark for sure.
What other stories can we get to before we take a look at the Canadian contingent? What else has got your eye here? That's a big spot for Patrick Reed to get first victory of the season?
Yeah, first victory in quite some time. And, you know, he now comes into this week number 2 on the FedEx Cup points list. You know, I think the big story certainly into this week has got to be this slow play back and forth that we saw between Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau and Rory McIlroy and a couple other guys last week. So, you know, a video of Bryson taking longer than 2 minutes to line up a 4 or 5 foot putt went pretty viral last week, and you know, Koepka called him out on it. Rory called him out on it. A couple of the guys in the European Tour called him out on it. You know, to Bryson's defense, he said kind of all the right things, but it's going to be fascinating to see how those guys kind of interact with one another again, sort of on site this week, and, you know, at President's Cup teams and Ryder Cup teams moving forward. So, you know, that's kind of a side storyline to take a look at, especially because Brooks is number one in the FedEx Cup still. Rory's number three. You know, those guys were coming out saying it's kind of ridiculous how slow this guy's been going. And Bryson came out and said, hey, you know, I'm not all that slow. You know, and some of the evidence in other rounds has actually backed him up. So, again, a little bit of a sidebar, kind of interesting to see golfers call one another out, though, for all, you know, the intents and purposes of golfers being such a polite bunch.
Yeah, this whole gentlemanly game thing, throw that out the window. We got some, like, bachelorette-level drama going on here. Did you buy the notion that Bryce said, look, this shouldn't be about me? Why is this so personal? Because he's had a lot of success early. He's already the scientist. I mean, there'd be a lot of reasons why you'd want to make an example of this guy rather than some other guys, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, and he's been so forthcoming regarding how different he plays the game. You know, he's got all these strategies and scientific things and, you know, multiple coaches and weird ways that he warms up and plays the game. But, you know, he was just chastised for how slow he was playing on Saturday. And then on Sunday, he was paired with Corey Connors, and I think they went around in 18 holes in like 3:45 or something like that, which is very average, very standard. In fact, you know, for a twosome walking PGA Tour level, to go around at 3:45 is actually pretty good. So, you know, I think it's a bit of both insofar as, you know, Bryson certainly plays the game in a different way, and he's going to take more time than a usual guy. But it's pretty evident that when things get a little sticky, he's going to be one of the slowest guys on tour for sure.
Corey Connors, you mentioned him, currently sitting, what, 27th in FedEx Cup points. Top 30 will get through. What kind of result does he need to post to stay status quo? And what about our other Canadian, Adam Hadwin? What does he need to do to get to East Lake?
Yeah, so I think Adam Hadwin needs to have a great week. Corey Connors just needs to have a good week. So Adam Hadwin's around 50th, I believe, in the FedEx Cup. And you're right, Corey Connors is 27th. So, you know, he's got to have a really good, solid, probably a top 20 finish to stay inside that top 30. Play the big boy schedule next year, all the WGCs, all the majors would be, you know, just a spectacular thing for Connors. Adam Hadwin has been in the top 30 before, but he's going to need, you know, probably a top 15, maybe even a top 10 finish in order to slide in there. Now, there's a ton more FedEx Cup points actually available this week. But, you know, for Tiger, for example, he's 38th, and he needs a tie for 11th to get into the top 30. So Hadwin at 51st, you know, he's going to have to get at least that and probably some more and get a little help as well. So it's a golf course that Hadwin's played before. Corey Connors has not. But again, you know, Connors is one of the smartest guys on tour, and I'm sure it'll work out just fine. And he's really, really motivated this week to get into that top 30, especially because of the way that he started this season with pretty much no status.
Yeah, no, he won last year. And it's like, oh, my gosh, look at this guy. Qualifies for the Masters, has to cancel his honeymoon, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
And then... the slow start this year, but he's really come on strong of late. And if he does get to East Lake and even perform well there, where does that put him in terms of a President's Cup team?
Yeah, I think he's still pretty far back on the President's Cup side of things. But if he, you know, plays well this week, and to your point, if he has another good week at East Lake, which is pretty much right around the time that the picks are going to be made, he's going to be sliding into the conversation. I mean, unfortunately for somebody like Corey Connors, Jason Day right now is on the outside looking in. So you got to believe that Jason Day is going to get one of the picks, which is a bummer for some of the other guys who are trying to get in there as well. But, you know, you want to ride the hot hand. You want to pick guys who are playing super well, especially guys who are playing super well on some of the bigger stages, that being these FedEx Cup playoff events. So, you know, if Connors manages to notch a couple top 10s over the next couple of weeks, I think that's a big shout out to Captain Ernie Els to say, hey, listen, I'm playing really well right now. You may not know me, but, you know, I'm Canadian. I'm going to get along with people really well. I had a solid year and I'm playing good golf. And that's kind of who you want on your team.
Eh? Yeah, that's what you said.
Exactly.
Hey, Ernie, I'd be good on the team, eh? I'm good in the room. Block shots, whatever you need, man. tell us about CP Women's Open. You said a week away. This is going to be interesting. We have not had a defending champion as a Canadian in a long time.
No, you're right. So it's, finally a week off for the LPGA Tour. They played their two majors in a row. Then last week they were in Scotland. Brooke Henderson was off last week, took a little vacation time. But a lot of people did play that Scottish event. And then it's going to be a week off, like I said, and everyone's kind of resting. And then we go right into CP Women's Open, one of the biggest purses on the tour. So I think they said 90 of the top 100 golfers in the world are going to be there, which is an impressive number for sure. Magna Golf Course is spectacular. It's one of those kind of 100-ish member type places just north of Toronto where, you know, four or five rounds in a day are a lot. So I'm sure that the girls are going to love the layout. And, you know, it's 3 and a bit hours from Brooke Henderson's hometown. So I'm sure, the fans are going to come out in force for that. So she's going to defend. She's going to come in super rested, super focused. There's not going to be a lot of demands on her time. And they kind of organize it like that in order for her to be really focused on the task at hand. But it's going to be fun. Should be a great week.
And for at least what? 10, 15 days, we have a winner Canadian of the Rogers Cup in tennis, yeah, and a defending and still incumbent winner of the CP Women's Open. That's got to be a first, Adam. I demand you have this info for me.
It's not a bad time to be a Canadian sports fan.
Thank you, sir. Enjoy PEI, and we'll need the scouting report on what? Crowbush and Green Gables. Those are the two, right?
Yeah, man. Okay. Sounds good. We'll talk next week. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, man.